Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Everybody, welcome to today. It's Mike here. It's the Noise of Carpet, as Andy just told you, as usual. Yeah, Andy, the voice of the show. It's World Cup time. Are you enjoying the games? Probably not FIFA so much, but the games are pretty fun, and the supporters groups all over the countries, all the host countries, are really fun as well, and it's been really good for our city, and good for relationships around the world. Colleagues of mine who aren't soccer or football fans are now fans, and a lot more up on geography about the world. You know, who knew where Cabo Verde was before the World Cup for a lot of people, but now they're planning on trips to that country. So that's been one of the best things about the football recently. But today, this is Noise of Carpet, so it's a show that plays music from the 90s, indie music generally, and new music as well, depending on my level of preparation. So let's move over to a country in the United Kingdom, yes, that's right, and who were probably known as the best fans of the tournament, for the first couple weeks anyway. So this band's from Scotland, they're called the Vaselines, and the song is called Son of a Gun. Thanks for listening. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Thank you. Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF. I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists over sharing and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there. Eagle Scout, and you are listening to The Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. So welcome. Welcome to everyone listening locally over the airwaves. Our transmitter is on the top, the roof of the library up here. If you've been up to Simon Fraser University and experienced its brutalist architecture, you'll know which the library is. It kind of looks like a bit of a spaceship and kind of next to the quadrangle, the square. It's interesting. It's worth a look. Have a look. If you haven't been up here, take the bus up, drive up, and have a wander around. Apparently, somebody has taken over the Twin Cells Brewery in Port Moody is talking about opening up the pub again, so maybe we'll have a pub up here again, so that would be nice. So the music in that, that set was bookended by a couple of Scots. How was your weekend? It was amazing. The last song was Camera Obscura, French Navy, the song, album Camera Obscura, I think from, I don't know, 98 or so, 2001, 2005, I forget, and I didn't look it up just now, and I focused on something else. But yeah, Camera Obscura, I think it was maybe from their first album, from Scotland. Ween before that from the Mollusk with I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot. You know all about Ween, Dean, and Gene. The Frogs was starred. The album was 1997 Star Job, not one of the bigger ones. And I kind of fell off the Frogs by this point. But that's Lord Grunge, written by Jimmy of the Frogs after he's been to a Mudhoney concert. Kurt Cobain was somehow involved, or it was sent to Kurt or something. I'm not sure. But that came out, yeah, because I think that was written before. Kurt left us, but released in 97. Len, before that, from Toronto, My Damn Itch. Album called Superstar. You know, Len, Steal My Sunshine, massive hit around the world. And the Vaseline's, to start things off, Son of a Gun. Enter the Vaseline's. I don't know if I told you this before, but met Eugene. The Vaseline's played here, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago. I think at the Cobalt, maybe, or the Biltmore, one of them. And they were great. They're so lovely. And I spoke with Eugene after. And he actually finished up with the Vaseline's at the time in the early 90s and started a band called Eugenius. I don't know if they'd be called Britpop or not. Maybe he'd... I'm not sure about that. But British band. Worth a look. Worth a listen, I guess. Eugenius, I guess that was his nickname. Anyway, that's the Scottish section there. Well, a couple of songs. Anyway, we play lots of Scottish indie music on this show, as you know. Last week at the Hollywood Theatre in Vancouver, this band coming up next called Heavenly played. And Heavenly is one of those Sarah Records bands from the early 90s from the UK. I think I forget which part of the UK they're from, but they were in a band. A couple of the singers were in a band. Amelia and her colleague were in a band called Tallulah Gosh before that, from the late 80s, but sort of indie dream pop involved with the riot girl scene and connected with Bikini Kill and the gang over in Washington here at some point. So they're touring right now. And lovely, lovely show, great, nice jokes and lovely people and such a great night and great songs. So this is a relatively new song by this band, and the album is called Highway to Heavenly. I think it was released last year, and the song is called Press Return. So we'll get into the next set here. This is Heavenly on CJSF, Noise of Carpet, 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Thank you for listening, everybody.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Options.